From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Humans continue to spew carbon into the atmosphere, driving climate change, rising sea levels, hotter temperatures. A recent UN climate study says capturing carbon before it enters the atmosphere, or even removing it from the air, is going to be a crucial part of fighting climate change. But once you've caught carbon, where do you put it? From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik reports that researchers on the Texas Gulf Coast are looking into one possibility.
Since the late 90s, Susan Hovorka has been studying how to inject carbon dioxide into the ground.
We would like to be able to accommodate all the carbon emissions, whether they come from coal, oil, gas.
She's a lead researcher at the University of Texas's Gulf Coast Carbon Center, which has already figured out how to store CO2 underground. Their focus now is on how to do it on a much larger scale, under the Gulf of Mexico. Hovorka says it is possible to keep all the carbon emissions from the U.S. out of the air by putting them underground. So why don't we just do that already?
It's free to release CO2 after combustion to the atmosphere at the moment, and it costs money to capture the CO2.
She's not the only one working on this. According to a global nonprofit that works with companies and governments to promote the technology, there are enough available or planned carbon capture facilities worldwide to offset the emissions of almost 8 million cars. Still, you've got to find a way to pay for storing carbon.
There's no return on the investment with just storage.
David Knox is a spokesperson for NRG Energy, which owns the nation's only carbon capture power plant. A pipeline from the plant brings the CO2 to an old ranch. There, it's pumped underground to loosen up rock that produces oil.
Right now, enhanced oil recovery is the only thing that has both the money and the appetite for the huge amounts of carbon dioxide that we're talking about.
UT's research has shown that using the CO2 for oil does offset the carbon emissions in the short term. But as more and more oil is pumped out, that benefit disappears. So harnessing CO2 this way can lead to more CO2. Cost estimates for these projects vary widely. A 2005 report from the Global Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says it can be $5 to $115 per ton of CO2 that's captured. A big range. The NRG project was made possible by a $190 million grant from the Federal Energy Department. University of Houston energy economist Ed Hurst says the technology is a good start, but won't be used widely until the financing makes sense.
Nobody wants to pay for this.
Hurst says carbon capture is not going to take off until someone puts a price, aka a tax, on carbon emissions. But he says that's easier said than done.
Every politician knows that if the cost of fuel at the pump or the cost of electricity at the meter goes up, they don't get reelected.
While some environmental groups are encouraged by carbon capture, others don't like the idea that it could just prolong the use of fossil fuels. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.